We've all learned Chumash, maybe even thought we understood. But now, with his trademark depth and clarity, and his signature up-tempo Daf Yomi style, Reb Srili Bornstein uncovers the layers beneath the words, revealing a world of meaning, relevance, and beauty in every line. Where the Derech HaLimud of the Beis Medrash meets Pashat Pshat, discover the shir that's redefining how people learn Chumash. Reb Srili Bornstein's Chumash Shir. Find it on the Lakewood Daf Yomi app, or wherever this shir is being heard.
Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Pei Beis, and we are at the bottom of Daf Pei Aleph Amid Beis, the Mishnah. So Perek Kol HaZvachim, Perek HaTaruvos is coming to an end, and it ends along the same theme that the entire Perek discussed, which is the halachos of two karbonos that were nisarv. Says the Mishnah, Hanitonim bifnim shenisarvu binitonim bechutz. If dam that was supposed to go on the mizbeach hapnimi got mixed with dam that was supposed to go on the mizbeach hachitzon. So we know most dam karbonos went on the mizbeach hachitzon. There were five exceptions, the Chomesh Chatois HaPnimiyos, whose dam, by definition, went on the Mizbech HaPnimi. What would be if the Kohen had one Kois, and in the Kois there's now a Taruvos, there was a mixture of dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaPnimi, one of the Chomesh Chatois HaPnimiyos, and dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitz. It says the Mishnah, Yishof Chulam, has nothing to do with this dam. You can't do a Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi, because this dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitz. You can't do a Zrika on the Mizbech HaChitz, because this dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaPnimi. The only option is to pour the dam down the drain, so to speak. You have to get rid of the dam. What would be if the Kohen didn't follow the Lekatchila, and rather he did a Zrika first on the Mizbech HaChitzon, and then he did a Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi, says the Mishnah, kosher. Because at the end of the day, dam that was supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitzon went on the Mizbech HaChitzon, and dam that was supposed to go on the Mizbech HaPnimi went on the Mizbech HaPnimi. He wasn't supposed to do it, but there's no question that b'dieved, if he does it, it's going to be kosher. What about in the reverse? Bifnim v'chazav nosam b'chutz. What if he would first do the Zrika on the Mizbech HaPnimi and then do the Zrika on the Mizbech HaChitzon? Rabbi Akiva poysel. In that case, Rabbi Akiva says it's going to be possible. The Chachamim machshirim, and the Chachamim say that it's going to be kosher. Now, why did Rabbi Akiva say that it's going to be possible? Rabbi Akiva, I mean, this Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds kol damim shenichnasu lechaper behechol psulim. All dam that's supposed to go on the mizbech hachitzon, if the dam enters the hechol, we'll see more specifically what that means during the course of the dam. But if that dam enters the hechol, pasul, it becomes pasul. It's for that reason Rabbi Akiva says that if first the dam entered the hechol and then it went on the mizbech hachitzon, it's going to be pasul, because the moment the dam of this taruvos enters the heichal, the chelik of the dam that's supposed to go on the mizbeach hachitzon now became possible. It became possible not for going on the mizbeach hapnimi, but merely for entering the heichal. Shav Yakiva Omer again, kol damim shenichnasu lechaper beheichal psulim. All dam that's supposed to go on the mizbeach hachitzon, if it enters lechaper behechol, the halach is it automatically becomes possible. So if it first went on the mizbeach hachitzon, then it went on the mizbeach hapnimi, it's going to be kosher. Because at the end of the day, you put the dam on both mizbeachos, which is what you were supposed to do. You weren't allowed to do it the katchila, but b'dieved, that's what you ended up doing. And being that the dam that was supposed to go on the mizbeach hachitzon went on the mizbeach hachitzon before it ever entered the hechol, there was no psul on that dam for entering the heichal, because by the time it entered the heichal, the zrika had already been done. If it was done in the reverse order, if first the dam was put on the mizbeach hapnimi, then it was put on the mizbeach hachitzon, then it's going to be possible. Because although the zrika that was done on the mizbeach hapnimi is okay for the dam that had to go on the mizbeach hapnimi, but when you later will do a zrika on the mizbeach hachitzon with the dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitzon, that Zrika is going to be possible, because you're doing a Zrika with dam that is possible. Why is it possible? It's possible merely for entering the Heichel. Why do the Chachamim argue? The Chachamim say that it doesn't matter in what order you do it. You're not the Katchila supposed to take this dam Taruvos and put it on either one of the Mizbechos. If, however, you do it, it doesn't matter if you did it first on the Mizbech HaChitzon, then on the Mizbech HaPnimi. First on the Mizbech HaPnimi, then on the Mizbech HaChitzon. Either way, it's going to be kosher. What happened to the Psul Nichnas? The Chachamim say Chatos Bavak. This halacha, that dam that's supposed to go on the mizbeach hapnim chitzon and it enters the heichal is possible, is only true for the karban chatos. It's not true for shar korbanos. Rabbi Eliezer happens to be a third shita. FYI, afa asham. Rabbi Eliezer holds like the Chachamim that the halacha was said regarding Chatas, stating that once we know it regarding Chatas, we know it regarding Asham as well. Shenemar kechatas keasham. And this is a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer that appears many times throughout Masechtas Vachim, where Rabbi Eliezer said that halachas that were unique to Karban Chatas related to Karban Asham as well. The most notable example of where Rabbi Eliezer said this was the first Mishnah of the Sechta, where the halacha is kol hazvachim shenizbechu shaloi lishman ksherim chutz mina pesach v'achatas. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said it's not just chatas, it's also asham, because once you know that a chatas shaloi lishma is possible, you know that an asham shaloi lishma is going to be a possible as well. What's the commonality, the tzad hashava, the common denominator between a chatas and an asham? Chatas is ba'achet, asham is ba'achet, oyla, even though it's also mechaper, anasei, aneruri aveira, but it's not quote-unquote ba'achet. The bottom line is we have a three-way machlokes in this Mishnah. According to Rabbi Akiva, any dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitza, if it enters the Heichel, Loch is, it becomes puzzle. According to the Chachamim, only a chatas that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitza that enters the Heichel. Obviously, a chatas that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi is supposed to enter the Heichel. When we say chatas, we mean a chatas that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitza, one of the chatas chitzoniim. If the dam would enter the Heichel, it would be puzzle. And Rabbi Eliezer holds chatas and Asham. How does it come into our Mishnah? It comes into our Mishnah because we're discussing another Hechitimtza of a Taruvais. This is the last case of Taruvais, where you had a Taruvais between Dam that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Dam that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitza, and L'katchilo d'aloch is Yishavchu L'Amma, you're not supposed to do anything with it. Stating that, despite the fact that you're not supposed to do anything with it, if B'dieved, you'd go ahead and you would do a Zrika on both Mizbeachos, it would be kosher. But at the same time, Rabbi Akiva says, it's only if you would do first the Zrika Mizbeach HaChitza, and then the Zrika Mizbeach HaPnimi. Because if you do first the Zrika when you do this Zrika Mizbeach HaChitzin, it's too late. Because the dam that's in this Taruvois that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, the moment it entered the Heichel, forget the Zrika, the moment it entered the Heichel, at that point, it already became possible. But one thing is clear, and that is the opening line of the Mishnah. Hanitonim bifnim, shenisarvu benitonim bechutz, yishofchu la'amah. And the Gemara asks a very obvious question, if you're halting cheshbin with all these Mishnayos and all these sugyas that we didn't learn together over the last couple of days. And that is, how come Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, that was mentioned many times in the Perek, most recently in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes on the days, isn't mentioned over here as well? The Mishnah over there discussed dam that was supposed to go l'mayla michot hasikra, that was nesariv with dam that was supposed to go limata michot hasikra. The Chachamim say it's a problem. You can't do a zrika with that because you can't take the katchila dam that's supposed to go l'mayla and put it l'mata, and dam that's supposed to go l'mata and put it l'mayla. Rabbi Eliezer had an etza. Rabbi Eliezer said yitein l'mayla. First, do the zrika l'mayla. How could you go the katchila and do a zrika l'mayla? Isn't there dam in this taruvos that's supposed to go lamata? V'roya anias atachtoinim milmaylo kilu hein mayim. Rabbi Eliezer has a chiddush. He calls it royan. The Gemara explained exactly what royan means. But the bottom line is, there's an idea of royan. And so that l'katchila, you're allowed to take dam that's supposed to go lamata and put it lamayla. So afraid the Gemara of niflig nam Rabbi Eliezer b'ha. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer argue in our mission as well? And why does Rabbi Eliezer say that you could do l'katchila this rika with this dam taruvos? How you taking dam, for example, that's supposed to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzin and putting on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Royan! How are you taking down that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnimi and put it on the Mizbeach HaChitzin? Royan! So how come the Svara of Royan was true when the Taruvis was Dam Lamayla, Dam Lamata, but the Svara of Royan is not mentioned in the Mishnah that discusses Dam that's supposed to go Bethnim with Dam that's supposed to go Bechutz? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why, because Hechi Le'abed, what are you supposed to do? Nesa Bechutz Vada Nesa Bethnim. Should you first do the Zrika Bechutz and then do the Zrika Bethnim? Rabbi Eliezer can't allow you to do that L'katchila. Why? Because just like there's a mitzvah to first do the dam that goes l'mayla mechot hasikra and then l'mata mechot hasikra. Where's this Mishnah? So Rashi says the bottom line, dam chatas is koydom l'dam oyla. The chatas is l'mayla mechot hasikra, the oyla is l'mata mechot hasikra, and we know the chatas always comes before the oyla. But kach mitzvah l'haktim p'nim v'chot, that's what we need. So too there's a mitzvah, if the koyin had two karbonos that he had to do zrika with, one was dam that was going to go on the mizbech ha'pnimi, the other one was dam that was going to go on the mizbech ha'chitz, and there's a mitzvah for him to do first the zrika with the dam that goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So if Rabbi Eliezer is going to tell you, go ahead and do Zrika, for sure, which one are you going to have to do first? The zrika that goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Okay, so let him say that. Why didn't Rabbi Eliezer say that when you have this dam taruvis, first do a zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then do a zrika on the Mizbeach HaChitza? You worried about the taruvis? Royin. So how come you don't have Rabbi Eliezer's aloch of royin and let the aloch be first do a zrika on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, because being that you can't do this with two karbanos, Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasei in the Mishnah, a chattas and an ashan, whose dam belongs on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. If you would even take the dam into the Heichel, the halacha is, the dam would be possible, the chinichnas dam and psulin. So it's not possible to do first the Zrik in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then the Zrik in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Like, particularly, that's what Rabbi Eliezer didn't say, the halacha. And the way Rashi explains, in other words, it's true. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there is a halacha of Royin in this Mishnah, just like there was in the previous Mishnah. The reason Rabbi Eliezer didn't mention it, because it's not always going to work. It's only going to work for karbonos other than the chat and the carbon asham. All other carbonos, it will work for. But for the chatas and the asham, it will not work. The reason it won't work is because you have to do first the zrik and the mizbeach hapnimi and then the mizbeach hachitzayin. And you can't take the chatas and the asham and bring it into the mizbeach hapnimi and then do a zrik and the mizbeach hachitzayin. Because the moment you bring it into the heichel to do a zrik and the mizbeach hapnimi, it becomes possible benichnas. It entered the heichel. It wasn't allowed to enter the heichel. As a result, it's like psikale. It doesn't work for all carbonos. Rabbi Eliezer said, you know what? I'm just not going to get involved. Rabbi Eliezer was willing to say royin in the event that it's always going to work. But being that it's not always going to work, he didn't say it. But enachinami, what the Gemara is saying is, the svar of royin does apply. Rabbi Eliezer just didn't want to say it. It was loy psikale, being that it wasn't always going to work. Either way, the Gemara now, really, till the end of the daf, is going to digress, and we're going to learn the halacha of the psul nichnas. So let's just take three steps backwards. And what exactly is the psul nichnas? Everybody's familiar with the psul yoytze. Psul yoytze comes up throughout Seder Kachin, throughout Masechta Zvachim, and that is that dam that leaves the Azara becomes possible. So if you would take dam and you would take it out of the Azara, bring it right back in, it's too late. The dam becomes possible. So just like there's a psul lina, and there's a psul tame, and there's a psul shalei lishma, and there's a psul pigol, and there's a whole variety of psulim that appear throughout Seder Kachim, one of the psulim that comes up often is psul yaitze. So dam that leaves the Azara is possible yaitze. Incidentally, it's not only dam. The emurim that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach, that was the chelik of a carbon with which you were makayim the mitzvah ketar, if it would leave the Azara, it would also become possible yaitze. The basar of kachi kadashin that had a din that it had to be eaten dafke in the Azara, if it would leave the Azara, it would be possible yaitze. Basar kachim kalim that had a din that it had to be eaten in Yerushalayim, if it left the chaymus of Yerushalayim, it too would become possible yaitze. Yaitze means it left. Anything that leaves its mechitzos becomes possible yaitze. That everybody knows. What not everybody knows is that there's a psul that works in the reverse as well. And that is dam of a carbon that's supposed to go on the mizbeach hachitzayin if it would be nichnas. If it wouldn't distance itself from the kedusha, but to the contrary, it would get closer to the kedusha than it's really supposed to be. It would enter the heichel, for example, the place where the menorah was and the shulchan was and the mizbeach hapnimi was. The halacha is it too would become possible. So if you go too far from the kedusha, you're possible. But if you get too close to the kedusha, above your pay grade, it's possible as well. So the halacha is that dam that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, if it would enter the Heichel, it too would become possible. It's not known as the Psul Yoytze, because it didn't go out. It's known as the Psul Nichnas, because it entered. It entered the Heichel. If it go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as we'll see in the Gemara, for sure it would be possible. But the bottom line is that dam that belongs on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, if it merely enters the Heichel, enters the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the halacha is it's possible. We'll see in the sugya that this Psul Nichnas, in contrast to the Psul Yoytze, is only true for dam. It's not true for the Emurim, it's not true for the Basar. So whereas Psul Yoytze is a halacha that affects dam, Emurim, and Basar, Psul Nichnas only affects dam. Now, as far as the Makar, the source in the Torah to the Psul Nichnas, it's actually mentioned twice in the Torah. It's mentioned in Parashat Sav, and it's mentioned in Parashat Shmini. The context in Parashat Sav, which is important for this next Gemara, is Sav, Vayikra perik vav pasuk yud zayin. Vayidabra Hashem el Moshe lemer. Dabra laharim vabon of lemer. Zoyis teres achatos. Bimkoy mashat tishochet ha'oyla, tishochet achatos, lefnei Hashem, kodesh kodashim hi. So the primary parasha of the Karban Chatos is mentioned in the parasha's Vayikra. That's where the Torah talks about the Chatos Yachid, which could be either a kizb or a seira. The Torah that talks about the Chatos Nasi, which had to be a sayer. The Torah that talks about the par koy mashiach, the par halam davash al tzibur, the different carbonois, the carbon oil of Yoyre, the different chatois, they're all mentioned in the parashas Vayikra. And then the Torah throws in a parashas Tzav, which is of course part of Torah's Kainim, and the Torah says, Zoyis Torah's Achatos. And like a kitzur Shulchan Aruch, pasuk after pasuk, different halachas regarding the carbon chatos. Number one, Bimkoy Masha Tishachit the oil of Tishachit Achatos. Just like the oil is shchitas and betzafin, the chatos is also betzafin. Pasuk continues and says, "Akoyin hamechata oisliyoy chlena b'makom kodesh teyachah bechatzar oil moed." Chatos is kodesh kedoshim and had to be eaten lifnim and aklot. Kol hashiigub sar yikdash. Another halacha: anyone that touches the basar of a chatos becomes kodesh. Vashiyizem midam ala beged. If a little bit of the dam chatos falls on somebody's beged, Ashayiza Olea Techabis Mavim Kodesh. You have to wash that beged. There's a whole perek in the Sechtes Zvachim coming up called Berek Dam Chatas, which deals with that halacha. Uklicheres Ashatabushalba. If you have a klicheres where you cooked carbon chatas, you shove it, you have to destroy the keli. Then the klino chayshes bushala. Let's say you cooked the carbon chatas in a klino chayshes. Umoirak veshutav bamayim. You have to wash it. Whether it means hagala, but you have to do some sort of hagala with it. Kol zachah b'kayhanim yoichal loichsa. Kodesh kodashim, only a kayin and only a male kayin is allowed to eat from it. And then finally, v'chol chatas hashayuv v'midam el oyom mayed. If you have a karmel chatas and it's damp, enter the oyom mayed. L'chaper b'kodesh, with the intent of doing a zrika on the mizbeich ha'pnimi. Lo yiseyachal, you're not allowed to eat it. Be'esh tisar, if you have to burn it. So this last pasuk in this kitzur shulchan aruch of halachas that pertain to the karmel chatas is the halacha we need. V'chol chatas sheyuva midama eloyo moyed lechaper bakoidish loy seyachal beish disarv. Appears again in Parashat Shmini in the context of Vayihi bayoyim haShmini, where Nadav and Avihu died ba'akrivam eish zara lefnei Hashem, and Aharon HaKoyen, who was brought three karbonos chatos on that day, he brought the sa'ir because it was Rosh Chodesh, and every Rosh Chodesh they would bring a Karban Chatos. He brought the Karban Chatos of Nachshon and Aminadav. The Nesiim brought Karbanos every day from the inauguration of the Mishkan for the next 12 days. The first one, HaMakriv HaRishon, was Nachshon and Aminadav. So it brought the Karban Chatos that Nachshon and Aminadav brought, and then there was a special Chatos that was brought because of that day. So Aharon HaKohen goes, he brings the Karbanos, and they eat the chatos of Nachshon, they eat the chatos, the special chatos for the fact that it was Yom Chanukah on Mishkan, but the chatos of Rosh Chodesh he burnt. And Moshe Rabbeinu sees that he burnt it, he got very angry. And he asked him, why did you burn this third carbon chatos? And Moshe Rabbeinu starts speaking out different reasons, maybe why Aharon would have burnt the carbon chatos. He says, and I quote, "Hein lo yuvas dama la kodesh apnima." This chatos, which was a chatos chitzayna, its dam never entered the kodesh apnima. So if it never entered the kodesh apnima, there's no psul nichnas. So what? Get tucked away. Now you know the rest of the story. What was he talking about? Hein lo yuvas dama la kodesh apnima. He's referring to the psul nichnas. So you have it twice. You have it in Parsha Sav, and you have it again in Parsha Shmini. Regardless, the Torah mentions the psul nichnas in the context of a carbon chatos. What about shar korbanos? That was our Mishnah, a three-way machloikis. Rabbi Akiva says it's lav dafka the carbon chatos. It's true for all carbonists. The chachamim say no, it's only the carbon chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says, I agree with you, chachamim, it's the chatos, but l'shitasi, whenever you have a lacha regarding a chatos, it applies to an asham as well. Regardless, the Gemara now is going to explain the beer, the background, the source of this machloikis, Rabbi Akiva and the chacham. Zok the Gemara, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmo, Mashal Ma'adav Adaymer. What's pshat in Rabbi Akiva that holds that even though the Torah mentions the psul nich regarding the carbon chatas, but really that loch is not exclusive to a chatas, it's true for all carbonos. So he said, I'll explain it to you a mashal. There was a Talmud Shemazak, the Rabbi Chamin. He was diluting his Rebbe's wine with hot water. And as he's diluting it with hot water, his master tells him, Mizoigli, I want you to dilute it with water. So he told him, what type of water? Meaning hot water or cold water? So he told him back, you're doing it now with hot water. So obviously, if you're doing it with hot water, why do I have to tell you mizoigli with hot water? Must be bein becham and bein mitzoigli. What I mean to tell you is that this next one shouldn't be with Chamin, but rather it should be with Chamin and with Tzoynin. Hachinami, so said Rav Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, the Nimshal is Mech Bechatos Askin. We're discussing a carbon chatos. That parsha in Parsha Sav is Zoyus Teres Achatos, and it says the word chatos again and again and again. Chatos the Kasav Rachman Olam Ali. So why that last pasuk that mentions the Psul Nichnas? Why is that to mention the chatos again? The Chol Chatos Ashiyuva Midam El Oyu Mayu the Chaper Bakoidish. We're talking about a chatos. So why the Torah have to mention chatos again? El Alav Chatos Kaminola El Kol Kachim. I don't mean Dafka Chatos. Rather, what I mean is Kol Kachim. So just like that master who told the Zeved Mezoigli while he was being Moizik, so obviously the Mezoigli was coming to add, be Moizik something different than what you're being Moizik right now. So too, the Torah is talking about chatos and it mentions chatos. So why do I have to mention chatos? Presumably, to be Moisif something more than chatos, and that is the source, said Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva's Halacha, even though it says in the Torah chatos, it means more than chatos. Meaning, ordinarily, you would think if it says chatos, it means only chatos. But being that with anyways talking about chatos, this chatos must be the rabbis, explained it with a slightly complicated mashal, but the bottom line is, the nimshal is simpler than the mashal. But the point is that the Torah mentioned chatas when it didn't have to mention chatas. It's l'rabbis lav dafke chatas. The maskev for Rabbi Nebrei Rabbi Shul Mechti. It's Rabbi called Kachem Legabi Mizbech. He says, I'm going to ask you a kasha. One of the halachas, in fact, that are mentioned over there in that parasha, is the halacha of Merika v'shtifa. It says, in b'klin ha'chayshes b'shala, umerik v'shut b'may. If you cook a karmen chatas in a klin ha'chayshes, so you have to rinse the keli, you have to do hagola, you have to dekasha the keli. And then halacha, we know based on limudim, is true not only for chatos, it's true for all karbonos. Meaning, the starting point, said Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, when you come to the pasuk of the psul nichnas, is the previous halacha, which wasn't exclusive to a karbon chatos. It was actually true for all karbonos. If that's the case, chatos the cause of Rachmano, normally, so why the Torah mentioned the karbon chatos? Shmami, you know why the Torah mentioned the karbon chatos? Chatos in midi achrini loy. It's just the opposite. The taina that Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel was, isn't the whole parasha talking about chatas? Why do you have to mention chatas? So must be chatas is the rabbi's other things than a chatas. Taina is the Gemara just the opposite. You're right, the general context is chatas, but you have to look at the more specific context. The more specific context is the previous halacha, which is discussing something that's not only related to a chatas. It's related to all karbanos. That's why the Torah had mentioned the chol chatas, to contrast it with the previous halacha, which is true for all karbanos. But the reason the Torah mentioned chatas is to tell me that we're talking dafka about a karban chatas. And he said, if you want, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. There was a Talmud who was diluting his Rebbe's wine, his master's wine, with chamin and tzoyden. So he told him on timzagli ella b'chamin. That's what the chatas is. The emphasis of chatas over there is only b'chamin. Ella, time with Rabbi Akiva. So what is then the makar of chatas? If it's not this mashal, and it's not the fact that it says chatas, which it didn't have to say chatas, how does Rabbi Akiva know that the Torah says chatas? It's in the parasha of Zayis Teres HaChatas. How would Rabbi Akiva know that the Psalm Nichnas applies to all korbanos that go on the Mizbeach HaChitzon? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva darshened it from the fact that it could have said chatos, and instead it says v'chol chatos, and it's a brayso. The Tanya chatos, ain't liel chatos, kachi gedashim inayim. How do you know all kachi gedashim? Talmud loymer kol chatos. Again, it says v'chol chatos. It could have said chatos. Kol chatos would be marba all kachi gedashim. Kachim kalim inayim. How about kachim kalim? Talmud loymer v'chol chatos. The vav. So it could have just said chatos. It says v'chol. V'chol is two ribuyim. One riboy, the kol, the vav is a second riboy to be marba, all karbanos, it doesn't matter if it's kachim gadashim or it's kachim. Kalim Rabbi Akiva, only Rabbi Yisagli, Rabbi Yisagli said, I feel like the marba kol yom kula. He told Rabbi Akiva, you can be marba all day long. I'm not going to listen to you. Elo, you want to know what you darshan with the chol chatos? Had it said chatos, I would have thought, ain't li ele chatos yoch, chatos sibar minayin. Tamaloy mar kol chatos, fein li ele chatos zocher, chatos nekeva minayin. And had it said kol chatos, I would have thought only the chatos zocher. Who brought a chatos zocher? The Nasi and all the Chatois Apnimi, but we're not discussing the Chatos Pnimi because a Chatos Pnimi doesn't have a Psal Nichnas. A Chatos Pnimi is supposed to go on the Mizbeach Apnimi. So, Ein Li Elo Zocher. There would have been a Havamina that it's only true for the Chatos Nasi. How about the Chatos Nikeva? Talmud Loima Bechal. But the Gemara says, Klapi Laya, whoa. You had a Havamina that the Psal Nichnas should only apply to the Chatos Zocher, to the Chatos Nasi, as opposed to the ordinary Chatos. Which is the more common Chatos? The Chatos Nikeva. The Chatos Nasi is a very rare type of Chatos. It's Loi Shchiach. Most Chatois were Chatos Nikeva. So why would you have a Havamina when the Torah says Chatos? It's referring to that one rare exception to the rule. Doesn't it make more sense that what referring to is the stam chatas, which is a chatas nekeva. So the Gemara says you're right. Elohachi kamar. Inli elochatas nekeva. Chatas zocher minayin. You're right. Had it just said kol, I would have thought only chatas nekeva. How do you know chatas zocher? Talmud boimar bechol chatas. The bottom line is, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, like the Chachamim, this halacha of Psalm Nichnas relates only to the chatas that went on, only to a carbon chatas. It's not true for shar kabanas. What did you do with the kol? The kol, it's to be marble all the different types of chatas. Right? The Gemara of Sarav Yosi Aglili, high kol halachu da'asa. Does Rabbi Yosi Aglili hold that the chol chatas is coming to tell me the halacha of psul nichnas by all karbonis chatos? Tanya, we learned that the rice of Esaglili Oimer, Kotla Indian Kuloi, this posik of the chol chatos, Ashayuva Midome, Eloyo Moyed, Lechaper Bakoydish, Loisayoch, the Ishti Sarev, Eno Medaber Elo, Beporim Anisrofim, this Irim Anisrofim. That's another way of saying the chatois apnimiim. And it's coming to tell me a different halacha, not a psul nichnas, because there is no psul nichnas by the chatois apnimiim. The chatois apnimiim, by definition, went Bifnim. But rather, it's coming to say something else. That if those korbanos became pasul, you have to burn them. You would have had a havamina, that being that these korbanos were anyways burnt, that the parim anasrafim, the sirim anasrafim, maybe burn them in the same place where their mitzvah was to burn it. What do you do with a carbon that's pasul? So you're going to burn it. But where do you burn it? So you would have thought that the parim anasrafim's din sreifa, when they became pasul, was the same as the din sreifa when it was kasha. Maybe burn in the same place. Talmud loymar, this pasuk tells me that you don't burn it in the same place, but rather you burn it at Beis Habir. That was a special place in the Azara. That's where you're supposed to burn it. Another halacha, v'lami b'leis, asay al achilasi. And to tell me that if you eat from the parim anasrafim and the isir anasrafim when they become pasul, you're over alois, asay. But what do we need? The bottom line is that what is Rabbi Yosi Aglili holding? He holds this pasuk is not talking about the psul nichnas. This pasuk is talking about a whole different halacha. Amru loy, the chachamim told Rabbi Yosi Aglili, chata shenichnas dama lifnai b'lifnim inayim. So according to you, how do you know the psul nichnas? So he told him, I know for Parashishmini, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Shak Levitaria, mentions to Aharon that don't tell me the reason you didn't eat from the Sirish Chodesh is because it was nichnas, because Hein Lo Yuva Dama. So that's where I know the psul nichnas from. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds, it's not from the Bechol Chatas. So how could Rabbi Yosi Aglili tell Rabbi Akiva that even if you'd be marber from Bechol Chatas, Karbonis, I feel at the marber, Kol Ayoyim Kuloi, a Geshmak Eloshen. Because what's the chol chatos being marba? All different types of chatois in the context of the psul nichnas. I thought Rabbi Yosi Aglili said mefurish in a beraisa that the psul nichnas isn't learned out from that pasuk. It's learned out from Parsha Shmini. This pasuk is coming to tell me a completely different halacha. So the Gemara says, you're right. Let's Rabbi Akiva come. You want to know what Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds? Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds this pasuk is not talking about psul nichnas at all. He was just telling Rabbi Akiva. You, Rabbi Akiva, hold it's discussing psul nichnas. According to you, the chol should be marba different types of chatois. Even you can't use the v'chol to be marba shar karbonis. What about me? I grab the whole this pasuk has nothing to do with the psul nichnas. The whole time of Rabbi Aglili in this brisa is lidvarov the Rabbi Akiva excel. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. That is that pashup shat, what exactly is the psul nichnas? The psul yoytze we understand. Psul yoytze is you have dam, basar, emurim, that of a certain level of Kedusha, they belong in a Makom Kadosh. You take them out of the Makom of Kedusha, even if they come right back, you masiach das from the Kedusha, so to speak, it's a problem. And at this point, they're going to be unfit to be used again as a carbon. But the psul nichnas? What should be wrong with nichnas? Fakir, this should be brought into a place of even more Kedusha. Why should that be a problem? The Emesis Toisvis, earlier in the Masechta, Daf Yudam and Beis, asks Akasha that the Gemara says that even though Shechita of all Karbanos was supposed to be done in Nazar, the question is Behechel, but Shechita of Kachem was supposed to be done in Nazar, but Shechita Behechel is Kasha. And the Gemara says, it doesn't make sense that the Azara, whose whole Chashivus is that it's Pesach Oyel Moed, should be more Chamor than the Oyel Moed itself. And Madach, you could do Shechit in the Azara, Kal V'chomer, you should be able to do Shechit in the Heichel. So Frey Toys the same Kasha. Why don't you say Shelo Yehei Tufel Chamor Min HaIkar? So it's the obvious question with a Knech. Meaning, if the Dam is allowed to be in the Azara, then certainly it should be allowed to be in the Heichel. Shelo Yehei Tufel Chamor Min HaIkar. Ramei Simcha, in Meshach Chachman, this Pasuk in Parashat Tzav says that I believe it's very, very practical. It was a dover prakti, says Ramei Simcha. It's simply because in the Heichel, there was dam of Karbonos that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaPnim. In the Azara, there was dam of Karbonos that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach HaChitzai. And we just learned, we're at the conclusion of an entire perek that deals with Taruvos. What happens if there was a Taruvos amongst karbanas. You know why the Torah didn't want dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitzin to enter the Heichel? Because the Torah felt that if the dam would enter the Heichel, it was moshchiach now that there would be a taruvais. I mean that it was moshchiach now that there'd be a taruvais. It's for that reason we were worried. Because what happens if the dam get mixed up? The halach is going to be yishav chulam. So being that the halach is going to be yishav chulam, we're trying to prevent it. So we said a mechitzo. We said that dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaPnimi stays in the Heichel. Dam that's supposed to go on the Mizbech HaChitzin stays in the Azara. You can't take the dam of the Mizbech HaChitzin and bring it in the Heichel. It was simply a geder, it was a harchaka, so you shouldn't have to deal with Perek HaTaruvos. You shouldn't come to a situation where the dam is going to be Nesarif. Unzer Mishnah, dam Pnimi, that was Nesarif with dam Chitzin. That's the whole purpose of the Mizbech, of the Psol Pnim. So we're sitting here learning halacha of dam that's supposed to go on Mizbech, and that was not that goes on Mizbech HaPnimi. And from here, the Gemara digressed into the Psol Nichnas. It's not just such a digression. Because the reason that there's a psul nichnas is because of the Mishnah we just learned. It's because of this idea that we don't want the damim to get mixed up, because if they get mixed up, there's no etzah, like the first halacha we saw this morning, yishav chulam. It's for that reason there's a psul nichnas in the first place. Says Rav Meir Simcha, with that I'll explain to you two things that you may have not understood. Says Rav Meir Simcha, number one, the halacha is that even though there's a psul yotze by dam, but also by basar and emurim, the psul nichnas is only true for dam. It's not true for the basar, and it's not true for the emurim. We're going to see the Gemara on the base. What's the difference? How come there's a psul nichnas by dam and there's no psul nichnas when it comes to basar and emurim? Says Rav Simcha, very posture. Because by dam, there's confusion. There's dam that goes on the mizbeach hapnimi. There's dam that goes on the mizbeach hachitza. If they're nesarim, if they get mixed up, you're going to have a problem. So the harchaka is that you can't bring it into the hechel. And if you bring it into the hechel, it's going to be basar. Like this, you're not going to have to worry about these issues. But basar, that of the Khatas Pnimi and Basar of the Khatas Chitzon is the same. They're both eaten in the Azara. The Emurim of the Khatois HaPnimiyos, it's the same as well. So being that there's no Nafkemina as it relates to the Basar, it's for that reason you don't find the Psal Nichlas when it comes to the Basar. That's the first thing Ramei Simcha says. The second thing he says is, we just learned the Gemara, with the Gemara, the Hava Mina, that had it said Kol Khatas, you would have been Marba only the Khatas Nasi. A very interesting Hava Mina. In fact, if you open up a Teres Kainim, the Teres Kainim brings it. Teres Kainim says, it says, V'chol Khatas, had it just said Khatas, Ein Le'el Khatas Yoch, Khatas Sibar Minayin, Talmud Loimer, Kol Khatas, V'ein Le'el Khatas Zohar, Khatas Nekeva Minayin, Talmud Loimer, V'chol. Now, our Gemara had a problem with it. The Gemara jumped on it immediately and said, Klapi Lai, it doesn't make sense. It'd be a Hava Mina that the Psul Nichna should be true for the Khatas Zohar and not for the Khatas Nekeva. Who brought the Khatas Zohar? The Nasi. Who brought the Khatas Nekeva? Everybody else. Which one was more Shchir? The Khatas Nekeva. So it makes more sense on a Milsu de Shchicha Gazel Be Rabbanon. It makes more sense that the Psul should relate to the Khatas Nekeva than the Khatas Zohar. What was this Hava Mina in our Gemara? And it's the maskana, it's the way it's brought down in Teres Kayanim. Says Rav Meir Simcha, you know why? Because all the Khatas HaPnimiyim was Scharim. All the chatois apnimiyim was char. There was either a par, the par helam davish al tzibur, the par koyim hashicha. It wasn't a para, it was a par. You had the sa'ir that was brought in Yom Kippur, the par yom kippurim. They were all zacharim. Therefore, you had a havamina that the par of a the dam of a zachar and dam of a zachar, they're more likely to be nesariv. As a result, the psul nichnas is more shayach to an animal that's a zachar, as opposed to an akeva, which comes from a completely different type of animal. As a result, you would have thought maybe over there you shouldn't have the psul. Talmud loyma v'chol rabbis, that it's not only true for a chatas zachar, but it's true for a chatas nekeva as well. Either way, zok the mishnah vayta more regarding the psul nichnas. Chatas shkibud al b'mishnah koyis. What happens if a carbon chatas was brought and two kaihanim did the Kabbalah? They did it with two kaisos. So there were two kaihanim standing with klishores. They each did their own Kabbalah. Yotze echem yam lechotz. If one of the two kaisos went lechotz, that kaisos is going to be pasul. It's psul yotze, but apnimi kasha. The one that remained inside is going to be kasha. Nichnas echem yam lefnim. If one of them entered the heichol, Rabbi Yisak Lili Yomer, machshu bechitz. Rabbi Yisak Lili says that the one that's outside is going to be kasha. Chachamim paislim. The chachamim say that one is going to be pasul. In other words, by yoytze, only the dam that's yoytze is pasul. The dam that's not yoytze is not pasul. So if mixas dam was yoytze, the mixas dam is pasul. But it doesn't mess up the rest of the carbon. Psul nichnas is already not so pasul. Over here, it's already a machloikis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says nichnas is like yoytze, but the Chachamim say not that way. The Chachamim say that once a chelik of it is nichnas, all of it becomes pasul. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said it has to be that way. How could you tell me that psul nichnas is more chamer than psul yoytze? Why? What would be if A kohen has a machshavas pigel. What's machshavas pigel? So it's chutz l'zmanei, but it's also chutz l'mkoymei. What is chutz l'mkoymei? Chutz l'mkoymei means that you had in mind to do something outside of the azara. If a kohen would have in mind to do the zrika that's supposed to be on the mizbeach chitzayin, on the mizbeach apnimi, that wouldn't be a machshavas pigel. Say it's chutz l'mkoymei. Chutz l'mkoymei is chutz l'azara. On nichnas, you don't have a chutz l'mkoymei. Even though in Tzvar you could hear a havamina, maybe you should. It's not its makom. You see, there's even a psul nichnas, just like there's a psul yotzei. So maybe a machshava to do zrika chutz l'mkoymei could be true, both if the machshava is yotzei dig or if it's nichnas dig. But the reality, said Rabbi Yosef Glili, is everybody knows, every child knows, it's not true. If a kohen is doing the avoda in the azar and he has in mind to take the dam that's supposed to go to the mizbeach chitzayin and do this zrika that was mizbeach apnimi, it wouldn't be yotzei. So what? It wouldn't be pigle. So what do you see from there? You see that yoytze has a chumra over nichnas. Said Rabbi Yisak Lili, ma im bimokoy yoytze shamachshava peiselus pechutz leyasa samachurik yoytze. Still, the halacha is that if only mixes of the dam was yoytze, the other mixes doesn't become basel. Mokim sheinu machshava peiselus befnim. Then, as it relates to pnim, the heichal, where there's no machshava, ino din shelo nasa samachurik nichnas, then certainly it shouldn't have this chumra that if only mixes of the dam was nichnas, that should make all the dam basel. Nichnas lechaper. After Bishlai Keeper, Apostle the Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says, as it relates to the Psul Nichnas, you don't have to do Zrika with the Dam and the Heichel in order for the Dam to be Apostle. By taking the Dam into the Heichel with the intention of doing Zrika, that's enough for it to be Apostle. But one thing you see for sure, you have to do it with the intention to do Zrika. Otherwise, there's no Psul Nichnas. It's the Lashon Apostle. V'cholchata sashayuva midam eloyim moyed l'chaper b'chodesh. Rabbi Shimon says, Ach ichaper, you actually have to do the Zrika. Rabbi Yehuda says, Im nichnas shoyge kosher. If it entered by mistake, it's going to be kosher. There's no Psul Nichnas b'shoyge. Kol adamim psulim shenas lagabim mizbeach lehirtzah tzitz. So we mentioned over here, damim psulim. We mentioned Psul Yoytze. We mentioned Psul Nichnas. Says the Mishnah, you should know that all dam that's possible that goes on the mizbeach, the halach is, it's possible, meaning you don't have the superpower of the tzitz that's somehow going to clean it up. Ella ala tome, the only thing that the tzitz was meratza for was tome. Sha tzitz meratza ala tome, ve'e meratza ala yoytze. The tzitz was meratza for tome, it wasn't meratza for yoytze. We'll see more about that tomorrow. Either way, zok to gemar. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah. There's a psul yoytze, there's a psul nichnas. As it relates to the psul yoytze, if mixtus of the dam was yoytze, but mixtus of the dam wasn't yoytze, only the mixtus that was yoytze becomes possible. The mixtus that wasn't yoytze doesn't become possible. As it relates to nichnas, machlekes Rabbi Yosef in the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, if mixas of the dam is nichnas, all the dam becomes possible. According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, only the mixas that was nichnas becomes possible, but the mixas that wasn't nichnas doesn't become possible. So the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that elaborates on this back and forth between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and the Chacham. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Kal v'chaymer. I have to be right. I know me Kal v'chaymer. Ma, b'makom shemachshava peiselus b'chutz, lo posel dam shebechutz es shebefnim. Madoch, there's no chutz lezmanoi on nadoch chutz yoytzei. Chutz lazara, where there's a chutz lizmanu. The halacha is that if mixas of the dam was yoytzei chutz lazara, it doesn't pass all the dam. Makom she'ein machshava peiselus bifnin, pnin, the heichel, where there, which is not a makom that the machshava is peiselus. Eino din shalei yifsol dam shebifnim es shebechutz. Certainly, you shouldn't have this chumra that if mixas of the dam entered, then all the dam should be possible. This was Rabbi Yosi Aglili's time in the Mishnah. Amru lo, Chachamim told Rabbi Yosi Aglili, said they didn't respond in the Mishnah, but in the Braisa they responded. Harei Yoimer, it says Ashayuva mi dama. That's what the pasuk says, and we learn from mi dama afilo mixas dama. Even if only mixas of the dam entered the heichel, that's enough. Amalehem kal v'chaymer. If that's the case, I make a different kal v'chaymer liyotze meyat ma. Where there's no machshava on that mokon, still it has a chumra that mixes dam that's nichnas. That loch is what all the dam becomes possible. So yoytze mokon shemachshava peiselus bechutz. Chutz lazara, which is a makom that the machshava is peiselus. Eino din sheyifsol dam shebechutz shebefnim. Then certainly it should have that chumra. In other words, said Rabbi Yosi Aglili, then at the very least, use the premise of my kal v'chaymer, which is that the makom of yoytze is more chumra than the yoytze of nichnas, and flip it. Say it in the reverse, and say that madoch in nichnas, which is not such a makom chumra, mixes dam makes all the dam unfit. Then yoytze, which is a makom that's more chumra, mixes dam should make. I have a pasuk for that as well. This halacha of midam of miktsas is only by yuva. V'chochatas ashe yuva midama. So as it relates to yuva entering, there you have the halacha of midama. But as it relates to yoytze, over there you don't have the halacha of midama. In other words, the chachamim said, my halacha I know from sukkim, I know from a pasuk that miktsas dam that's nichnas, all the dam becomes pasul, and I know from a pasuk that miktsas dam that's yoytze, all the dam doesn't become pasul. And even though in the world of kal v'chaymer it doesn't really reconcile, it doesn't really make sense, but I have a pasuk. The Gemara says, I'll ask you another kashrut. Yesi Aglili continued. He said, once we know that the makom of pnim is more chomer than the makom of chutz, in that mixas dam that's nichnas, all the dam becomes pasul. But mixas dam that's yoytzi, all the dam doesn't become pasul, then let's be consistent. And maybe let's come up with a chiddush that no one ever heard. And that is that a kohen that is a machshav of chutzlam kaimai, Pnin, the Heichel, maybe should be considered Chutzim Koimai. V'teim Achshav B'fnim Paiselis, Mikal V'choimer. Ma'be, Mokam Shalei Pasal Dam Shebechutz, Shebefnim, Achshav B'Paiselis, Bechutz. Mokam Shepasal Dam Shebefnim, Es Dam Shebechutz, Eino Yedim Sheteim Achshav B'Paiselis, Befnim. Ma'doch Chutz, which has a kula, that mixes dam, doesn't make it unfit. What's the halacha? It's still a mocking for a machshava of chutzim kaimai. Then nichnas, when mixas dam does become possible, certainly it should be a mocking for chutzim kaimai. So the Chacham said, I have a pasuk for that as well. We had this earlier in the Masechta, and we learned from there that chutzim kaimai has to be a mocking shehi meshulash, bedam bebasa beimurim. It has to be a place where you could do zrika, you could eat basa, you could do emurim. And the only place that that's true, it's chutz la'azara. You're going to ask me, chutz la'azara, you're allowed to do zrika, haktara, and eat basar? Rashi says, b'shas heter b'mois askinon, but b'shas heter b'mois, then you're allowed to do all three things. So during that time of shas heter b'mois, it was a makom meshulash. But the heichol is never going to be a makom meshulash. In the heichol, you could do zrika, you could eat the basar maybe, but there's no haktara in the heichol for sure. So it's not a makom meshulash, so it can't be a makom of chutzlam kaimer. Yes, another kash of loyte, machshava pesalas bechutz, mi kal v'chaymer. Let's again stick with the same kal v'chaymer and maybe come up with even a bigger chiddush. Maybe there should be no chutzlam kaimer as well. Why, ma? Makom shepasal dam shebefnim shebechutz, e machshava pesalas. Ma, doch there's no chutzlam kaimer in the heichol. Makom shloy pasal dam shebechutz, e shebefnim, e nidin shloy pasal machshava bechutz. Certainly should be no. Because the Heichel, we said, is more chomer. Where is it more chomer with regards to the Psul Nichnas? Because Miktsas, that's Nichnas, makes it possible. So Madach, you find in the Heichel that there's no Chutzim Koimai, then Chutzla Azor, there should be no Chutzim Koimai as well. For that, I also have a Pasuk Shlishi, Chutzla Zmani, Bigel, Chutzim Koimai. You can't make ice. The whole parish in the Torah. We know there's something called pigel, and pigel's made up of chutzlas mana, it's made up of chutzlam kaimai, so that's obviously untouchable. More with regarding the psul nichnas, and specifically more related to this idea and the chilukim between chutzla, between yoytze and nichnas. Basra, yoytze, the chutz pasal. Basra that leaves the azar becomes pasal. Ha nichnas lefnim kasha. Basra, however, that enters the heichel is kasha. Says the Braith, Shei Bedin, Shapasal. You would have thought that just like basra that's yoytze becomes pasal, basra that's nichnas should be pasal as well. Why? Uma, but makam shal pasal dam shabachutz shabifnim. Basra, yoytze, the chutz pasal. Makam shal pasal dam shabifnim shabachutz. Basra, nichnas befnim. Einoy din sheyifsal. Madach pnim, which has a chumrah that only mixas dam that's nichnas becomes pasul, pasul doesn't become pasul. So certainly madach yoytze, I'm sorry, madach yoytze, where mixas dam doesn't become pasul, the basar is pasul. So nichnas, where mixas dam doesn't become pasul, does become pasul, certainly basar should be pasul as well. Harei yoimer midama, it says midama, and we learn from there dama v'lei basar. Kavuchemer meyata, then maybe we should do a reverse kavuchemer. Uma b'makim shepasul dam shebefnim. Eshabichutz, Basra Nichnas of Zim Kasher, Madach Nichnas, we're Kasher Makim Shalai Pasal, Dam Shabichutz, Eshabifnim, Basra Yoitzel Chutz, Eno Dinsha Kasher, Madach Nichnas doesn't have a psul on the Basar, then certainly Yoitzel shouldn't have a psul on the Basar. Nichnas has a chumra that mixes dam, makes all the dam pasal, and still you see it doesn't affect the basar. So then by yoytze, there shouldn't be a psul basar either. How do you know there's a psul yoytze related to basar? Harei yoimer, because the pasuk says u basar basad atreif alois achelu. This is the mekarta the psul yoytze, and we learn from there kimet sheyasa basar chutzam chitzasay netza. That's an interesting pasuk, because that pasuk is not a kachem liga pasuk. It's talking about the loch of treifa. So an animal that gets trampled, if it has a wound that's not going to allow it to live beyond a certain time, it now becomes a treifa. And the pasuk says, where did this wound take? Where did this happen? Ubasa besada treifa. It happened in the field. And Rambam says, why did it have to happen in the field? And if it happened in your backyard, if it happened in your living room, that lacha would be the same. Why does it have to say besada? The Gemara learns from here that just like a field is a place that has no mechitzos, it's out in the open, so too, any time basa, not treifa, basa kachim, goes chutz lemechitzos, it's like a treifa, and just like a treifa is possible, this is going to be possible as well. So it's an interesting makar. There's a famous brisker oven sefer that discusses this at length, not for this morning, but the bottom line is that you can't tell me that there should be no psul yotze by basa, because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says there is a psul yotze by basa. In other words, what the Gemara came out with, just to make a little recap, is that there's a psul yotze and there's a psul nichnas. And you find chumras and yoytze over nichnas, and you find the chumra and nichnas over yoytze. What's the chumras and yoytze over nichnas? Number one, if you mechashiv on the makam of yoytze, it's a machshavas pigle, but if you mechashiv on the makam of nichnas, it's not a machshavas pigle. Number two, basr that's yoytze becomes pasul, basr that's nichnas is not pasul. The chumra that nichnas has over yoytze is that miktas dam that's nichnas, according to the chachamim, all the dam becomes pasul, whereas miktas dam that's yoytze, all the dam does not become possible. Yosef really argued in these two prices that how could you have that? How could this be more chamer than that and that be more chamer than this? Shouldn't the mid of Kal V'chomer further some level of consistency? Doesn't the chamer always have to be more chamer? Says the Gemara, yeah, it's true. In Svara, if we didn't have psukim, you'd be right. But this psukim for all the aforementioned, and being that this psukim for all the aforementioned, it's based on the psukim that this is the halacha. So we'll stop here, but just before we end, one ha'ar. So we mentioned that one of the two places that the Torah mentions the psul nichnas is in the parasha of parasha Shmini, after the Vayhi Bayom Hashmini and Nadav and Avihu pass away. And there were many karbonos that were brought. Particularly, there were three karbonos chatos that were brought. Aharon and Elazar v'Isamar, they were makriv, and they ate two of the karbonos. The third one they burnt. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very upset. Ve'isira chatos dorash dorash Moshe v'Isaraf. He found out that it was burnt. Vayiktzav, he got very angry. Al Elazar v'Isamar b'nei Aharon and Isaron lemar. And he asked him, why did you burn it? And he went through a shakla v'tayr that the Gemara discusses in more detail. It's a lot of teresh about pound these psukim. But why did you burn it? Now don't tell me you burnt it because it was a psul nichnas, because heim lehuva es dama lakodesh apnima. So why exactly did you burn it? What was Aharon's answer? Aharon's answer was, he told the reason we burnt this because we were oinin him. And an oinin is not allowed to eat basar kachim. And even though we were told to eat from the other two chatois, we understood that being that the other two chatois were kachesha, these were special karbonis that were going to be brought one time. The carbon of Nachshon and Aminadav, that was a one-time carbon. The carbon that was brought because it was Vayhi Bayei Mashmini, that was a one-time carbon. But the Sirish Chodesh, which was kachay dairis, that Aharon said, we understood we weren't supposed to eat. So you want to know why we burnt it? What were we supposed to do with it? Le'achalti bayinim imeni, even my sesheni and not only when you're an oinin. Well, oinin him. Aharon said he just lost his son. Elazar and Isamar just lost their brothers. So there was no way for them to eat it. L'maisa, Moshe Rabbeinu heard what Aharon said. The pasuk says, Vayishma Moshe, Vayita Be'enov. And Rashi says, Hoydav le'bush le'ma le'shamati. Moshe Rabbeinu was not embarrassed to say, you're right, I made a mistake. You're 100% right. I got angry. I shouldn't have gotten angry. You were right. So Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset. The Gemara says that there were three places that Moshe Rabbeinu got upset. In all three places, it was Nisal Mimenu Halacha. But the bottom line is that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know the Halacha. Aharon HaKohen told him what the Halacha was. The Chasam Sofer, in two places, in Parashat Shmini, says, Dover Nifla. He says, you know why Moshe Rabbeinu forgot the Halacha? How did Moshe Rabbeinu forget the Halacha? Doesn't make sense. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Mekabel the Torah for 40 days and 40 nights, Lechem lo yachalti, umayim lo yishosisi, literally mipia gvura ba'aspaklaria ameira. How did Moshe Rabbeinu forget the halacha? Says the Chasam Sofer, because when Nadav and Avihu died, Moshe Rabbeinu was bitzar. He was an oinei. He was literally ba'aninos. He was ba'avelos. He was mourning. And he was so bitzar, it bothered him so much that the tzar confused him and it caused him to forget the halacha. halacha. When a person is bitzar, when a person is bavelus, he's mivulval. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mivulval. And that's why it was the tzar of the avelus that caused him to forget the halacha. So why did Aharon HaKohen not forget the halacha? Aharon HaKohen also, Aharon lost his sons. Had Aharon HaKohen not forget the halacha? Says the Chassam Sofer. Because what was Aharon HaKohen's reaction when Nadav and Avihu died? Vayidai Maharon. Aharon was quiet. Says the Chassam Sofer, Vayidai Maharon was on such a level, he didn't budge. It didn't move him at all. There was no avelus. There was no tsar. He understood that this is what the Eibishter wanted from him. He understood that this was for his good. Vayidai Maharon, he took it not just outwardly, that if you looked at Aharon, he looked stone cold as if he's unfazed. No. Aharon, even in his lave, in his heart, he was calm. He was so calm that there was loy nesal b'yimenu halacha. Aharon took it better than Moshe. Moshe says, "Dechsam soifer el molam mikra amar." We can never say this, but he couldn't handle it, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was nesal b'yimenu halacha. What happened to Aharon? Aharon Akoyim was vayidim Aharon. As a result, for Aharon it was okay. Says Dechsam soifer. With this, you'll understand something else, and that is Rashi brings a chumash right after Misas Nadav and Avihu. Vayidaber Hashem el Aharon leimer. Hashem comes to Aharon and he tells him, "Yayim v'sheicher al teish." I'm going to tell you a very important halacha that you're kohanim, you're doing the avodah, it's vahiba yemashmini. You have to know that you're not allowed to do the avodah under the influence. If you're intoxicated, if you're shtiyah yayin, you're not allowed to do the avodah. Who did Hashem tell this to? Vayadabra Hashem el Aharon leimer. Hashem told it to Aharon. And usually it's Vayadabra Hashem el Moshe leimer. Over here it's Vayadabra Hashem el Aharon leimer. Says Rashi, why did Hashem tell this to Aharon and not to Moshe, or at the very least, to Moshe and Aharon? So the Chassam Sofer says Rashi, the reason is because this was a reward that Aharon HaKohen got for Vayidim Aharon. Because Aharon was Vayidim Aharon, it's for that reason, Kibel Schar al Shtikosai. Uma Schar Kibel, Shenetziachet imayadibor. His reward was that Hashem came and told it only to him. Says the Chassam Sofer, what's the Bi'ur Amuk? Bi'ur Amuk is like this. We know, so for a person to be Zoicha, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to communicate to him via the medium of Nevuah, he has to be in a good place. He has to be calm. He has to be happy. He has to be the Simcha. That's what the Gemara says at the end of Masechtas Pesachim. That sometimes it says Mizmor LeDavid, sometimes it says LeDavid Mizmor, because the only time that David was able to tap into Ruach HaKodesh to compose Sefer Tehillim is when he was happy. So when he was happy, it was fine. But sometimes it was Mizmor LeDavid. He had to be by Yikinagin Amenage. He first had to play music. He had to get himself into good spirits in order to be Vatiel of Ruach Hashem. Because in order for a person to be Zoicha Tashoyis HaShchina, he has to be B'Simcha. Ein Shchina Shoyim Mitoich Atzvos. Elo Mitoich Simcha. That's the only way a person can be Zoicha Tashoyis HaShchina. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't have had the Dibur of Shtuyayayin. You know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was Bitzar. I mean that it was Bitzar, Vaharaya. It was Nesal Mimenu Halacha. It's for that reason Hashem couldn't come to Moshe and communicate it to him. But Aharon HaKohen, who was Vayidai Maharon, Aharon HaKohen, who was quiet, Aharon HaKohen, who wasn't Bitzar, you know what his reward was? Vayidabra Hashem El Aharon Leimar. And the reward, says the Chassam Sofer, was that the Torah was Mefarsin, the Schar of Oisei Mitzvah. The Torah showed how far this Vayidai Maharon was. That was good for the Schar, says the Chassam Sofer, that he was so Vayidai Maharon that he was in a place of Simcha, that it was shaykh for him to be Zoicha to Nevuah, it was shaykh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to talk to him. The obvious sushtal is, you always speak out, the Chidah says in Parashas Vayera, that Avram Avinu is standing on the Akedah, and what happens is a baskol that comes to him and says, "Al tishlach yodcha lanar v'al taslem uma ki ati yedati kirei eloi kimata." Says the Chidah, unbelievable, Avram Avinu is about to slaughter his Ben Yochid. He's about to slaughter his Yitzchak. And he was Zoicha to Nevuah. Ein Shechina Shoyre Ela Mitay Simcha. So he says, you see that not only was Avram Avinu prepared to be Makrib, the son Yitzchak on the Akedah, but he did it calmly. But not just an outward calm, but an inward calm. He was calm in his lave, in his heart, in the deepest crevice of his neshama, he was calm. And not only was he calm, he was Besimcha, that he was about to be Mekayim, this unbelievable mitzvah. And the Raya Ledavar is that he was Zoicha to Nevuah. Al Tishlach Yotchel Al Nar Vatasle Me'uma could have only been Shaykh if Avram Avinu was in a place of Simcha. simcha. But had he not been in a place of simcha, he wouldn't have been shaykh. The Chidah answers the Veltz Kasha. What was so great about the Akedah? Weren't there so many Yidden that gave up their lives? Al Kiddush Hashem, the Spanish Inquisition, and even the Holocaust. There were so many Yidden that gave themselves up throughout the Dairis. What was so special about the Akedah? Says this was the punchline. You know what the godless of Rav Avinu was? Al Tishlach Yotcha Lanar Vatasleimu. And the fact that it was shaykh, but Al Kuponim, Aharon Akoyans, Vayidim Aharon, was a Vayidim in the deepest place. He was even besimcha, and that's why he was able to be in the Siachat Eilav Adibar, Vayidabri Hashem Aharon Leimer, and that's why, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was Mevuvel, and it was Nesalmi Vemenu Alocha, Aharon Akoyans, Vayidim Aharon, was on such a degree that he didn't forget the Alocha. And this is the same Midah that you find by Avraham Avinu, that as he's about to be Makriv his son, a time when you would think, Al Piderech HaTeva, he should have been Bitzar, but at this, he was besimcha, thus he was shayach to the Dibur.